Election fever hit the town of Sydney on Good Friday as hundreds of voters flocked to the Mary Winspear Centre, eager to cast their ballots on the first day of federal election advance voting. Long lines formed early, with some arriving before the 9 a.m. opening time. By 9:30 a.m., the lineup snaked throughout the entire Mary Winspear Centre lobby, with over 200 people waiting to exercise their democratic right. The huge turnout prompted some residents to postpone their voting plans, opting to return later in the day or on another day during the advance polling period. "They just lost a vote," said one exasperated gentleman who walked out of the polling site. "I got here at 8:45 a.m., standing in the lineup, and all of a sudden, some people who just arrived went in to vote first." He explained specific polling station numbers were called and those with last names beginning with a TK were directed to the back of the line, including himself. "He is not going back to vote." Despite the crowded conditions and long wait times, many voters expressed enthusiasm for participating in the electoral process. "It's good to see everyone engaged and coming out to vote," one resident commented. Another, seemingly unfazed by the line, quipped, "Must be a free beer sign outside," describing the packed lobby as he entered the building. Daniel Jones of Sydney emphasized the importance of the federal election and voter participation. "I think everybody wants to put their X on the paper and make a change for Canada. It's fantastic to see all the people coming out, and this is the very first day of voting. I'm impressed." For retiree Rob Christie of North Saanich, affordability and the cost of living were key issues influencing his vote. "It's certainly one of the things that would include housing and the cost of living. If you don't vote, you can't complain," he added. The evolving relationship between Canada and the US was also on voters' minds. "Whoever's going to be in power is going to have to stake out a position that's good for the country," one resident said. "What that is, how it's going to work with somebody like Trump, I don't know." Advance voting continues throughout the Easter long weekend, from Friday, April 18, to Monday, April 21, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the following locations: Mary Winspear Centre, poll number 612, 2243 Beacon Avenue, Sydney; Panorama Recreation Centre, poll number 613, 1885 Forest Park Drive, North Saanich; Saanich Fairgrounds, poll number 615, 1528 Stelly's Cross Road, Sonnyden. Elections Canada says three ID options can be used at the polling stations. Option 1. Show one piece of ID, your driver's license or any other card issued by the Canadian government. Option 2. Show two pieces of ID. Both must have your name and at least one must have your current address, e.g. a voter information card and bank statement or utility bill and student ID card. Option 3. If you don't have an ID, you can still vote if you declare your identity and address in writing and have someone who knows and is assigned to your polling station to vouch for you. The voucher must be able to prove their identity and address. Please note, a person can vouch for only one person, except in long-term care facilities.